What's up, fuckers? That's a great way to start anything. Go to a family reunion, walk into a movie theater, interrupt two people having sex. What's up, fuckers? They actually, and if you interrupt two people having sex and you say, what the fuck, there's a double meaning to that. There's a double meaning. So, you know, that one definitely works. You know, you go into confession, you crash a birthday party, especially like a kid's one. You go ice skating, you know, anything, just like, what up, fuckos, you know, just do that. This is episode 75 of Whip Snap. You know, the coughing that's been going on through the last couple episodes. Yeah, that might just keep going. I'm sorry, guys. I don't know what is wrong with my body. I've never understood my body because guess what? There's no class on understanding your body specifically. You know how like in science class when they're like, this is how the human body works, that for the most part that's how the human body works, but you need to include, you know, the anxiety, the depression, the ADHD, the like just like the fucking your system, like every, they should have done a test in middle school or in high school, basically how you're feeling and if you're like having, are you experiencing any diarrhea? Do you belch for no reason? Do you cough? What makes you cough? You don't know. Okay, then you run all of those tests, and then you come back, and they can be like, "Hey, Gregory, we just figured out that you're allergic to lavender, and also that you have a tapeworm in you, but it's not exactly one. You're just like, you have low metabolism, or you have high metabolism." In this bit, Gregory doesn't know what it means when you have high or low exactly. You know what I mean? Also, there's been so much stuff in my body. I'm just going to tell you what I put in my body today, and it hasn't been a lot. Well, not like, I meant not like food and drinks. I'm just going to tell you all of the drugs, end quote. Well, end quote, drugs, out quote. Is that what it is? Is that the end quote, out quote? I don't know. I had Dayquil that tastes like mouthwash. I had an, guys. I had an edible, okay? Guys. And then I'm going to have some coffee. There's going to be so many things that might just cancel each other out. Also, I was going to go donate plasma today. I'm such a nice guy. I mean, I do it for the money, but like, you know, that's how you save a life. How much does saving a life cost? About $40 in 2 hours. Add some water. I was gonna Yuck. What is this episode? Yuck. Cause everything wrong with me. I don't, you know, when you hanging out with someone and they're making some noises. Not like chewing with their mouth open, because they could easily not chew with their mouth open. They can just start chewing with their mouth closed. It's that easy. But when you're hanging out with someone, let's say, I don't know, me, and I make noises like that, like that. I also know it's gross. I also know it's a waste of space. It's an annoying sound. You didn't want it. You know, you didn't ask for that. You paid $20 at a nice party in the, you know, well, not a nice party. You know, there's music, but it's like, music's not as high as you want it to be. And it's also music that you don't, you could have picked a better track. That's all I'm trying to say. And all of the people that like went through the party are like just trying to have a good time, but they're actually not, like they're pretending. They're all pretending. Okay. That's what I'm trying to say. But yeah, I'm that guy. So yuck. And then so I was going to donate plasma, but then they said I had an irregular heartbeat. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking is like, get to the funny. You know what I mean? This podcast is supposed to be funny. Get to it. And I am going to answer that by saying I had an irregular heartbeat, okay? There's the joke. I might have diabetes. Yeah, you're... I mean, I don't know, your heartbeat is running kind of slow. Is my heartbeat fat? Do I just have like a fat heart? Am I such a nice guy? Am I so nice that I just can't donate plasma today? Ah, shit. Ah, fuck. God, no. What? That sounds like Willy Wonka in the Chocolate Factory. Remember when someone eats the Gobstopper? I think what's her face? What's her, Violet? Is it Violet? Or Veruca? Veruca? No, it's Violet. Violet. She eats the Gobstopper or whatever, and then Willy Wonka, Gene Wilder, is like, no, stop, don't. Like, he has no energy. He has no emotion to it. That's the genius about him, I guess. It's so good. Taking care of business. Does anybody actually want to go see Cocaine Bear? That's the big question. Do we really want to go see Cocaine Bear? Like, Here's the thing about that movie. It's directed by Elizabeth Banks. Now, the movie looks good, but every Elizabeth Banks movie, when it's directed by her, is just a miss. I'm sorry. You had that with Pitch Perfect 2, which was the least entertaining Pitch Perfect out there, and she directed it. And then you have, what's the other one? Charlie's Angels, the updated Charlie's Angels, which is like the action was like so... I just didn't like it. You know, the action was like not good. You know what I mean? But Cocaine Bear, that actually looks interesting. And I'm still going to go see it. And it actually looks like her best movie. But I feel like it's still not going to be as good as... I think it's just going to be like a fun movie. You know, I mean, like the cast is actually pretty stacking. We got Ray Liotta. We got Ice Cube's son. Forgot his name. We got the guy that played Solo from the Solo movies. And we got some lady that was in August Rush. The mother that adopts the boy. The mother that adopts the boy. Yuck. Oh, man. Guys, the edible is kicking in. I'm sorry about that. But look, in about 10 minutes or so, I put some cold coffee in the fridge because I only drink the cold coffee. I mean, we've been over this by now. We've been over it. And I'm going to have some coffee in me too, okay? I have some, like, Dayquil conjuring up inside of me, you know, dude. My little brother, who's like six, he was wearing one sock that was like, it was like fucking Dr. Seuss or something. I don't fucking know. It was like Mandalorian or something. Grogu. I don't know. And then the other sock was The Conjuring. Also, and I am such a proud brother because of this. My sister, who's 13, I think so. She is watching The Walking Dead. The last time I saw her, she was watching season 6, episode, how many episodes are there? I don't know. The season finale of season 6, which is like, that's when Negan shows up. Now, if you're a fan of Walking Dead, you know who Negan is. You know how his big introduction to the whole show is pretty, it's a pretty big introduction. And now she's watching it. I didn't tell her to watch it. In fact, I didn't even know she wanted to watch it because it's a bloody show. My other sister, who's a little bit younger, I would want her to watch it. And she gets mad that she can't watch it with my other sister. But my younger sister, I'm just like, why don't you watch it by yourself? And she goes, no, I'm scared. I'm like, well, then the rest is up to you. Watch it by yourself. Okay. It's so good. And they're like, no, it's bloody. Yeah, it's bloody. Life is bloody. Life is like... life is like, it's not like a box of chocolates, because sometimes you do know what you're going to get. Sometimes you know exactly what you're going to get. Sometimes when you're making out with someone and you're like, oh my gosh, we're about to have sex, and then you have it, you know. That's pretty cool. Life is like a box of chocolate. Sometimes it's just not good. And that's also describing the sex in a way, you know what I mean? Life is like a box of chocolate. I'm diabetic. There we go. Life is like... Hold on, let me do it one more. Well, I gotta do something that's like bloody related. You know what I mean? Life is like... a bloody gun. Sometimes you aim it at the wrong place at the wrong moment, and then blood will... Fuck, I don't like this one. Let me come back to it. Life is like... It has to be something bloody. What's bloody? Life is like a bloody rug. Sometimes it was an accident. There we go, I guess. I don't know, man, I guess. My girlfriend recently was watching The Simpsons because she wasn't feeling good. And she was like, don't ask me that I watched it. I'm like, that is such a great show to watch. I need to sit down and just watch The Simpsons. Just watch any episode. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to watch any episode. Also, I bought the James Bond, the Daniel Craig James Bond movies, 5 of them. Like a combo pack, the DVDs, for only $24 at Target. I have not seen any of them, and I want to binge them. But I also want to binge, like, I want to rewatch the Pirates of the Caribbean movies and just give my review of those. God, I gotta poop. There's so many things wrong with me. That's the real question. What is Gregory? Greg, what? Did I not say my name correctly? Here's the thing. I get notifications on my phone, whether it's about like Facebook, Snapchat, TikTok, anything. I just get a notification on my phone and then I look at it and then I get distracted. God, my life is a mess. This is disgusting. Yuck. Just absolute. Life is like... Oh, life is like a dead body. Because sometimes you walk past it and you go, no, life is like a dead body. Because sometimes you walk by it and you go, yuck. Sometimes you just walk through life and you're like, ugh, yuck. Like, you know how you wake up and you got the shits? And you're like, I'm beginning the day like this? Yuck. Sometimes when, you know how like sometimes you pick your fingers and you get like an infected finger, or your nail starts bleeding because you're just picking it too much because you get anxious all the time, or you're like, you just don't know what else to do because you get fidgety, but then your thumb starts bleeding and then you're like, yuck. That is exactly like walking past a dead body. Biting your nails and bleeding a little bit is exactly like a life gone. And you know what I say to that? Yuck. Yuck. Yeah, I say to that, yuck. I went to go see Ant-Man with two of my brothers, but I don't know if I even want to talk about it because I feel like I give a review. Maybe I'll give a review like the next episode, but I don't know if I... It was entertaining. Okay, it was watchable. It was watchable, for sure. It was entertaining, okay. It just wasn't as good as I thought it was going to be. That's all. And I want to go into specifics, but not right now. You ever try to think so hard of like what to say next, but like you feel like you're also going to ruin your pants because you had to go number two so bad? You know what I mean? I don't know if I said this before. I think I have, but my brother used to go in public stalls and he would like pretend he's taking a dump. Well, or he might be taking a dump, but he would just pretend that he's taking like a very intense dump. And he would be like, God, why have you forsaken me? And he would quote Batman Begins. He would be like, where's Rachel? You know what I mean? My dad would be like, there goes the burritos. But that's a classic dad. I would just walk into someone else's stall. Like if someone went was going number two and the stall was locked, I would try to unlock it. Or I would go through the crack in the bottom. I would just unlock it or go through the crack in the bottom and then just like, I don't know, shit on their lap. I think that would be funny. I used to do a very old stand-up bit. I think I was like 17, 18 when I did it, and I don't remember it exactly. But it was something to do with like I accidentally walked in on someone taking a dump, and it never happened. I made it up, and I did it for an open mic one time. No one laughed except as I was leaving the show or the open mic. As I was leaving through the door, some guy just goes, that's a good bit. But it wasn't. He was just trying to be nice. And I appreciate it. And I'll never forget that. I'll never forget a room full of people that just didn't like me. There was one man that's like, hey, you're okay. He's okay. I was re-listening to a song by Lonely Island. And it's called I'm So Humble. And it's like, what was it? I already forgot how it goes. Life is like Life is like a song that you can't memorize because I already forgot how it goes. How do you live a life? How does one... Damn it. Damn, I really have to poop. But should I go and then... I think I should go or just like see how interesting an episode is with me just trying to go to the bathroom. Oh my gosh. You ever like talk so much and you ever just notice that you give yourself a headache? I was at one of my sister's basketball games and another sister, I was sitting next to my other sister and I was just making jokes and stuff. I was high, obviously. And she goes, do you ever stop talking? And I think when it, because it comes out of her mouth, because we're so much alike, I didn't care that much. And then I made her laugh, obviously, after that. But she goes, do you ever stop talking? And I do sometimes. I just, if I don't talk for too long, I get annoyed. If I talk too much, I get annoyed. So it's like, I got to find that balance, you know? Life is like a teeter-totter. Life is like a log in the river that's spinning. And you're on it. You got to just find that balance. You know what I mean? Oh, gosh. Taking care of business. But anyways, yeah, there's a Lonely Island. If you don't know what Lonely Island is, then you're living under... then you're living under... What are you living under, guys? Help me out. Who are you living under? Yeah, not what are you living under. Who are you living under? Are you living under God? Are you living under... Let me just drink some water. I think that's what's getting to my head. This is what's actually going through my head. Edible in my body. Dayquil in my body. I'm not sick, but I'm kind of sick. I have water that's like not the greatest. I have to take a dump. I'm waiting for my iced coffee to get cold. And I don't even drink iced coffee, but just like I woke up. I went to bed around 2. Woke up at 9. Had to go to plasma, didn't realize that I had an irregular heartbeat, so it's like waking up to plasma just didn't help. Well, waking up, I could take a nap, but at what cost? I would have took a nap last day. I still want to do an episode where, and it will probably be a bonus episode, but every 10 minutes I take a shot. And just to see how it feels, you know what I mean? Just to see me progress. And since it's recorded, you know, that would be fun. I think that would be cool. Guys, ignore that yawn. What have I been... Oh, Poker Face. I mean, that's a great show. Do we need to talk about it? Have we talked about it before? I forgot what I was already talking about. Here's the thing. I finally took the dump, okay? I finally did the dump, okay? And now I'm chilling. Now I got my iced coffee. Now we're going good, okay? So ignore maybe the first 10 or 15 minutes of the show or something. And like now, start it from now, okay? Welcome to episode blah, blah, blah. Thank you. I'm Gregory blah, blah, blah. That's my last name for sure. I think I took my mom's last name for sure. My dad's last name was like Richardson, and I wanted to stick with blah, 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 because I think blah, blah, blah is like more of a conversation starter, you know what I mean? You know what's funny is that today, I was at the store or something, and, I was at Plasma, and they said that, they saw that my last name was Richardson, and they go, I've always wanted to ask this, are you the son of Richard? And I was like, oh, no. But in my mind, I was like, that is the dumbest thing I have ever heard in my life. Are you the son of Richard? You're going with a joke that people make when they're still in their mom's vagina? You're going to stick with that? That is like a preschool joke. That is a joke that's the reason why people have abortions. Because you don't want to have a kid or a grown-ass man and have to be the mother or the father of that person, and that person makes a joke like that. Are you the son of Richard? That's like, what's another son? Willemson. There we go, Willemson. Like Willem and then S-O-N, Willemson. Are you the son of Willem? William? Williamson? Is this even a last name? Life is like a puzzle. Sometimes you just don't know how it works. Okay? And that's where I'm at. And it's yucky. I just don't understand my body. I haven't even fully seen Forrest Gump. Forrest Gump. There was a DVD store close by that had like a sale. It was buy two, get one free. The first day, well, like a few days ago, I bought 6 movies, okay? The day after that, I bought 3 movies. And the day after that, I went to Target and I bought 2 movies. Yesterday, I bought some pillows online, a blanket, and I also bought 1 movie. So I'm a big movie collector. I don't know if you noticed by now. I don't know if I told you enough, and I don't know if you even want to hear it. Life is like high school class. Sometimes, Life is like, this is such a weird episode. I'm high, not that much. I'm at like a good high. I had some iced coffee. I got some DayQuil kicking in, and yet I still feel tired. Why is that? Life is like sleeping. Sometimes when you're sleeping, you're still like, I'm tired. Life is just tired. Can I just do that? Life is odd. What do you guys want to talk about? I got to go back and make some more TikToks. Should I keep making TikToks? I only need like 20 followers, guys, so I can finally go live on TikTok again because it got banned. I already talked about it, but like my other TikTok account got banned. How stupid is that? Taking care of business. Why am I singing that song? Yep, that's my... I'm not even trying to make noises as a bit. Dude, someone said, oh, dude, a buddy of mine last year said, do you want to watch all of the Fast and Furious movies as a joke? I thought that was funny. Here's the thing. The newest one actually looks like the most least entertaining. It looks like a crappy one. Like, it looks entertaining for sure. But I haven't seen any of them, okay? And that one doesn't look good. But somehow I'm watching the trailer and I'm like, do I want to binge all of those movies? Isn't that disgusting how I want to binge so many movies? That's just ridiculous. It's redundant is what that is. It's ignorant. From Michael, you know, did you guys see the episode of South Park where Michael Jackson's on it and he goes, no, no, that's ignorant. That's ignorant. No. Yuck is what I say. I'm just going to get comfortable. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to close my eyes. I'm going to put my bono down. I'm going to try to hide my bono because, like, why does anybody even want to talk about it? And First off, that's another thing. You wake up and you just have, like, morning wood. What's going on there? I didn't dream about anything. In fact, I dreamed about eating vegetables and shooting a basketball game with some of my siblings. Why do I have morning wood? Is it the vegetables? Is it because I was eating carrots and there's something funny about that? Something funny about that? Oh, man. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm just going to close my eyes. I'm going to relax. You know what's happening right now? You know what my body's doing right now? It's adjusting to literally the 3 sips of coffee I had. I can have an edible no problem, okay? I can get stuff done. I can do dishes. I can make food. I have 2 sips of coffee, and I am a fucking cocaine bear. That's what I am. I'm a movie directed by Elizabeth Banks. And, God, I kind of want to see Cocaine Bear. Should I go see it? Should I get very high? No, actually, that's not a movie to get, like, very high. You know what's insane, too, is that I went to go see Ant-Man incredibly high. I bought candy. I was so excited. And then it was just, like, a letdown. The best part was when, we'll talk about it next week. Like, I don't want to get into it that much because I don't want every episode to talk about a movie because some people don't like movies. But I will say one of the funniest lines is when
Paul Rudd is like at that donut store or the coffee store, and the guy goes, "Thank you, Spider-Man. You're the bug man. You a bug man," or something like that. It's good stuff. "You're a good man, James Bond." "You're a ratchet man, Charlie Brown." Is that what it is? You're a ratchet man, Charlie Brown. What? Oh, dude, I want to see a Charlie Brown episode where he's like in the hood. And oh, fuck. Now I got to Google the characters' names. Clyde's, who's the one with the lisp? Fuck. Okay. I'm going to cut it because I want to do a bit about Charlie Brown living in the hood. But I got to know the characters' names. So give me one sec. I mean, for you, it's less than one sec. I'm just cutting and then cutting back. It should be like you're a ratchet gangster, Charlie Brown. And, oh my God, I got to stretch. Fuck. And Snoopy, I mean, Charlie Brown, instead of like the stripes shirt. Actually, you know what would be funny? If he was actually in the hood, then he would be, he would be wearing a shirt of Snoopy. You know how like most people in the hood, and not most people, but like a lot of people living in the hood, they're always wearing like an animated shirt of someone. Like they're always wearing like Tasmanian Devil. That's the guy. They're always wearing like him or like Tweety Bird. And it's ironic because they're like the most like gangster people. They're strong. That's what I'm trying to say. So Charlie Brown will be wearing a shirt of Snoopy. He would have a bandana over him, but it would be like flip the other way. He would be like in the blood. there'd be like Blood and Crips in the Charlie Brown movie. You better not be a snitch, Charlie Brown. That's what it would be like. And Linus, who I think he's the guy with the blanket. That's who it was. Who was it? There was Franklin. There was Lucy. There was Schroeder. Who's the one that like who's the dumb bitch that won't let Charlie Brown cook a football? Who's that one? Lucy? I don't mean to make noises. But yeah, Charlie Brown is like he's like a thug. And he just walks around with like a Glock in his pants. And Snoopy is clearly a bulldog. Actually, Snoopy is the only animated one still. Oh, that's actually genius. Well, raw dog in my mouth. That's actually a great idea. Snoopy, is this recording? Hold on. There we go. Oh, it's recording. Sorry. My phone just goes dark. It goes black, and I don't know if it's still recording or not. But Snoopy, the parents, instead of sounding like wah, 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 they sound like, they keep going, motherfucker, wah, 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 wah. No, they keep going wah, 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 but you keep hearing like swear words. Like they keep saying like, bitch and shit and fuck, stuff like that. And yeah, and instead of the Halloween special, the pumpkin patch Charlie Brown, you're a pumpkin patch, you're a pumpkin Charlie Brown, instead of, oh no, the amazing pumpkin patch, I don't know, it's called don't get spooked Charlie Brown for shizzle, you know, something like that. And it's basically about someone stole his pumpkin that he was going to carve. And he goes, all right, Snoopy, let's go get those motherfuckers. And so they bring the Glock. And Snoopy is also wearing like a do-rag or like a bandana around him. And they go to Linus's house. And they go, what's up, bitch? And then Linus is also like, Linus does not have a lisp anymore, but he's still walking around with a blanket and a thumb in his mouth. Actually, instead of a thumb in his mouth, it's going to be more extreme. It's going to be, no, I think it would be like a toothpick or something. Like something still has to be in his mouth. Something has to be in his mouth. Are we thinking the same thing, guys? Okay, on the count of three, let's both say what we're thinking out loud. Okay, one, two, three. Toothpaste. So we can toothpaste. What were you thinking of? What were you thinking that I was gonna say? That's the bigger question. Colgate kind. So yeah. So why am I shaking like that? I'm shaking too. Anyway, so yeah, Charlie Brown's a gangster. They should make it. It's a movie that it's rated R. Everybody's live action except Snoopy, and Snoopy still doesn't talk. But when he finally says one line at the end of the movie, and he has like a very deep voice, and he goes like, "That's what's up," or like he talks about Allstate or something. Yeah, something like that. Who would be a better gangster, Snoopy or Winnie the Pooh? I think Snoopy, definitely, because Snoopy doesn't talk. So Snoopy just like, he talks with his actions, you know what I mean? He's always like, you know, he's always like that. Like, he doesn't talk. You know what I mean? Oh, yuck. Yucky. Realize that this is a good episode to listen to if you're not doing anything. You know, because I'm also not doing anything. I'm just kind of sitting and I'm also like yawning as well. This is a good episode to fall asleep to. You know how like, oh, I love your book. I fell asleep to it. Or like, I love that movie. It was so nice. It put me to sleep. That's like a backhanded compliment. Actually, that's more of an insult. That's a low-key insult. This one, I'll let you, you know, put it in the background. What about now? Just yelled. Gotcha. Rain sound effects. I can do the sound effects actually for you. So the sounds that some people go to sleep to, like the soothing sounds, whether it's rain or weather or just like white noise or maybe like parents arguing, you can set your mode to different ones. I usually like parents arguing because it like, you know, it like feels at home, you know, that or like George Lopez in the background. So I'm not going to do that one because, you know, I don't want this episode to get canceled, even though I'm sure episodes before this was very cancel worthy. But also just my life is cancel worthy. You know, I say a lot of things. No, I don't. I did. Once, when I was a child, when I wasn't a grown man. Now I am a grown man, and I have a podcast that's not doing very good, but we can thank the Lord for that, for giving me the life that I chose to live. At the end of the day, I guess it's God's fault. I say, it's God's fault. See, there's just noises that I don't mean to do. Some noises I mean to do, and I already forgot what we were talking about. That's how fucking weird my brain is at the moment. What were we talking about? Holy fuck, man. That was like a minute ago. That was less than a minute ago. And I forgot what we were talking about. Oh, the sounds. Got it. Figured it out. I don't need anybody's help. Except I do. I need to speak to a therapist or something about anything. This is a very like vulnerable episode. I'm just letting loose, okay? By the way, I'm squeezing my hoodie. I remember what I was talking about, the soothing thing. I'll remember it again, the soothing sounds. By the way, I'm squeezing my hoodie. I'm wearing a hoodie, and I'm squeezing the strings so it's tight on my face. And now there's like a slit around my nose, and it looks like I'm just being born. Okay, so the soothing sounds. let's do an easy one. Let's do the ocean. Okay, here's the soothing sounds of the ocean. Beep. That's the guy next to the beach that's like trying to find metal stuff, like the hobo that's always trying to find metal stuff. Beep. Beep, 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 beep. That's Charlie Brown's parents, I guess, wanting to take a dive. I don't know. I didn't choose it. All right, let's move on to what's another soothing sound? Rain. Oh, like light rain. Like when it's light raining out, you know what? Like it's raining out, like light rain or heavy rain. Here's heavy rain. Here's a heavy rain. Drip, drip. I want a donut. No, I'm just kidding. gross. I really don't know if I like that joke or not. It doesn't even matter. Okay. Heavy rain. Oh my gosh. Heavy rain is, heavy rain is like this. That's really good heavy rain. This is light rain. You see that? That was light rain. This is a thunderstorm. Ooga. And then finally, what's the other one? Oh, this is Bill Cosby. Because the people like to know where did you put the pudding, Pop? What do we like to know? Where did you put it? I got to go back and do a Bill Cosby impression. I was good at it. I was so good at it in high school. And then someone told me to put my tongue more back in my throat. But I was in a relationship at the time. So I was like, no, thank you. But then he said, no, do it to make it your voice more goggly. Because Bill Cosby, at least at impressions of Bill Cosby, they have like a very goggly zoid. Like, because the people like to know where did you... But actually, I actually don't think that's the good. That's better. It sounds like a dog. No, I can't do it like that. But I could do... Did you know Bill Cosby is coming back on tour? Like, he's doing stand-up sets. I thought he was in jail. Who took this guy out of jail? Who took Bill Cosby out of jail? He definitely slipped somebody a pudding pop, that's for sure. Did he bribe somebody? Did he was like, someone get me out of here or I'm going to make you guys a drink. Was he like that? Man, I haven't done a Bill Cosby impression in probably like when it was okay to do it. You know what I mean? Okay, now everybody please gather around. I'm going to show everybody how to make a mixed drink. But you need to. Oh, that's what I got to do. I got to just like articulate each word and slow it down. I would like to thank everybody for coming here to celebrate my leaving the jail place. What happened was I put a pudding pop in people and people did not like the pudding pop that I put in it, them. Did I put the pudding pop in them? Should the cover photo... Should the cover photo of this episode just be like Bill Cosby with his thumbs up? And the episode is called Yuck. Oh, I don't know if I want to do that. It's kind of risky. I remember there was an improv game in high school. It was called Scenes from a Hat. Stay with me now. And in this improv game, someone pulls out a scenes from a hat. I think I maybe have said this in an episode, but like if dogs could talk, and then one of the improvisers would go into the middle of the stage and give their interpretation of what it would look like if dogs could talk, okay? And it's a quick joke. So someone, one of the scenes was people you don't want to be stuck in an elevator with, and I got all of the women in on stage, and I told them that like pretend you're in an elevator. And I pretended I opened the elevator door and I was like, hello, everybody. It's nice to be here. I like to, if, does anybody want to go have a drink with me? And then I can show you the pudding pops. I gotta get better at voices. That's a good one. Note to self, do a Bill Cosby impression as a new stand-up set. I think I had a lot of old Bill Cosby impression bits and then I just threw them away because I was like, I don't want to do that impression anymore. But the guy, the impression is still fun to do. You know, it's still fun to do. I'm not saying he's fun to do. In fact, what anything he does is not fun. But, you know, you can make something funny out of how ridiculous that man is. He's so silly, guys. He went to jail. For unconsensual sex, for rape, and yet he's the silliest. What is he? Is Bill Cosby the Goofy movie? Yo!
Oh my god!
Is there any other impressions that I can do? I want everyone to let you guys know. So look, I went number two, okay, and we're gonna go back to see if I can do other impressions. I went number two, okay. Before I even had coffee, I had about four sips of coffee. I not only have to go number two again, but now I have to pee. I'm coughing after laughing. I have to pee every 10 minutes. I have to poop every 5 minutes. Coffee is just, you know what coffee is? Life is like coffee.
Because sometimes you're like, what the fuck? No, life is like coffee. Because sometimes you're walking around and then suddenly you're like, do I need to take a shit? That's what life is. Life
is like an unfortunate moment. Life is like,
he's turning into someone else. I don't know what he's turning into. I can do Stitch from, Stitch is kind of like Gollum from Lilo and Stitch. It's kind of like Gollum and Smeagol from Lord of the Rings. Stitch and, they kind of have the same voice to it.
Ohana means family. Family means nobody gets left behind. Did someone say behind? No, I did not say behind. Behind.
I also had to be Stitch in an improv game once. That was fun.
I'm not touching you. No, I'm not. She's touching me.
That's what it sounds like. You know what? Guys, you know what? To tell you the truth, this has been a fun episode. This has been a very weird episode. This has been one of those episodes where you can't tell. You're debating if it's like yuck or not. You know what I mean? You can't really decide. So what did we talk about? I mean, we did going from the most recent to the very first thing. We talked about, you know, Charlie Brown if he was in the hood. Got it. We did a Bill Cosby impression. Got it. We talked about Ant-Man for a few seconds. Got it. Talked about the noises and everything wrong with me, but not everything. We talked about just a couple things that are wrong with me. So I guess we're going to get going, you know? Yeah, dude. I bet I'll play back to this in a few years from now. I'll play back this episode and I'll be like, was this a good one? But it's up to you guys. I don't know. Some episodes are just good. Some episodes are great. Some episodes are meh. And some episodes are, I don't know. This one's an I don't know. This one's just an I don't know. But we'll see. Up to you guys. I guess you guys will decide. You guys can relate to the absurdity of who this man is. Who dat? Life is like a mysterious white man. Because when he's in the distance mysteriously, you're like, who dat? Life is like this podcast. You never know what you're gonna get. There we go. That's a good thing to end on. Okay, guys. Yeah, I'm gonna get going. This is episode 75. Thank you guys for listening. Have a good life. Okay. And life is like a box of chocolates. If you eat too much like at once, then like if you eat, life is like a box of chocolates. If you have too much of it, you might have to poop. Okay, that's not the best one. Life is, hold on. We got to end it on a good one. Life is like a Rubik's Cube. Sometimes you're interested in it. Sometimes you're not. But at the end of the day, no one wants one. There we go. Okay. Bye, guys.